Let's go to Judges 14 and let's look and start with verse 1. Judges 14:1, and let's continue on with this story of Samson. Now we'll see again that God's ways are not our ways. You're going to see some things in this scripture that you're going to find out that God does things different than the way you want. You would never do it this way, but God does. Now one day when Samson was in Timnah, he noticed a certain Philistine woman. Now when young men are around good-looking women, do they notice them? Sure they do. You know, I mean, we got eyes, guys. You know, we look at girls. You know, we see them. And that's why I tell every young woman that I ever dealt with, be careful when a boy approaches you. Because every young boy has got three things on his mind all the time. Sex, sex, and sex. That's what he's got on his mind all the time. Every young boy. That's just the way they're made. So when somebody tells me today, well, you know, I got a 10-year-old son and an 8-year-old daughter, I'll just let them both sleep in the same bedroom. No, 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 no. That 10-year-old boy's got sex on his mind at 10. He's already, and if he's been watching the internet and movies, he sure got it on his mind. I was in there working on my computer the other day in my office, and I went to look up specs on an airplane. And I typed in under Google specs on a certain type of airplane. And it pulled up a whole bunch of things that says specs from different websites for airplanes. Well, one there that had a website that looked exactly like I wanted, I clicked on it and it went to some place in my computer that I had, and it says to enter this website, enter your password. I thought, no, wait a minute, these people write these specs for airplanes don't want me to enter my the information, so I just said no. So I just went over to the back arrow key, hit the reverse arrow key, and bam, guess what came up on the screen? A porn site in the pastor's office. I mean, and there was either 9 or 12 individual pictures on that screen, and they covered everything you can imagine for pornography. I immediately closed it out and called Dave and said, Dave, come in here and wipe this thing out. Show me how to get rid of this. Well, Dave come in there, and probably the first 2 or 3 times he tried to go somewhere, guess what happened? We got the same picture back on the screen. And so he learned real quick that when a certain command line come down, nope, that ain't it, click right quick, so we didn't have to look at it again. Now, that if me and him's having that kind of trouble with what he knows about computers, getting rid of that stupid thing, what do you think your kids are going to do? You know, when your kids are 10 or 12, when you're a boy, daddy ain't there, you're looking for these things. You're hunting them. I told my son about this, and he said, Dad, I'm going to put all kinds of protective equipment on my computer so that my son, he's 5, 6 now, he said, so he won't be able to get to these things, because he said, I know when I was 10 years old, whenever I went over to somebody else's house, we were trying to find the Playboy channel on the TV. They wanted to see the girls. But see, now that he's 35, he'll tell me about this. But he wouldn't tell me when he was 15. Because he was a normal boy. Y'all see where I'm coming from? A normal boy. He was wanting to look at the girls. And that's what they want to see. They want to see naked girls when they're 15. If I were to ask a question in here and y'all were honest, I ain't going to ask it. But if you were honest, and I said, how many of you men, when you were 15, wanted to look at naked girls? I'm going to tell you, every man in this room, unless there's something wrong with you, would have had to hold up his hand and say, I wanted to see naked girls. That was what's on your mind. That's what's on your heart. And don't you lie to me now. Don't look over at your wife and say, well, he's wrong. I didn't do that. Because remember, God's looking at your heart. He knows what you did when you were 15, doesn't he, Eric? Can you repent of those things? Of course you can. Will he forgive you? Yes, he will. You know, I guarantee. But Samson, look what he done. One day when Samson was in Timnah, he noticed a certain Philistine woman. Ooh, he's looking around. He said, ooh, look at that one. Look what he says. When he returned home, he told his father and mother, I want to marry a young Philistine woman I saw in Timnah. See, they don't do things like we do it today. Today, we see a good-looking woman, we try to go talk to her nice and be good to her and all that stuff, and then hopefully we can wine and dine her and we can take her to parties and all this kind of stuff, right? And all the time we're doing that, what's in the back of our mind? Getting in bed with her. That's the gold. So you girls, don't ever trust a man. Don't trust him till you marry him. You know, I don't care how much he tells you he loves you, and if you love me, you would let me. Don't you believe him. Because if he loves you, he wouldn't even be trying it. But he's a man in the back. He's a man, just like Samson was. Here, is Samson some kind of special anointed man of God? Is this a special little boy? Did you hear that a while ago? Dave read, God gave this woman this special little boy. Samson had a special plan, but was he still a man? Yes, he's still a man. When he returned home, he told his father and mother, I want to marry this young Philistine woman I saw in Timnah. Let's see what verse 3 and 4 says. His father and mother objected. Oh, they object. They didn't want this. Isn't there just one woman in our tribe or among all the Israelites you could marry? I mean, that sounds sensible, doesn't it? I mean, who wants to marry a heathen? You know, you don't want to marry a heathen. Did God tell us in His Word, if you're a Christian, not to marry an unbeliever? Yes, He did. He absolutely told us not to marry an unbeliever. And you have no idea the number of men or women, especially women, that come to me and talk to me. They want me to marry them to some guy. And I say, is he a Christian? Well, I don't know. I haven't asked him. What? What? Woman, you're a Christian woman. You want me to marry a man that you don't even know is a Christian? I said, if he's not a Christian, I will not marry him to you. If he can't prove to me he's a Christian, I will not marry them. Because if I marry a man and woman that he says he's not a Christian, she is a Christian, am I disobeying God? Yes. God told them not to get married unless they're both Christians. But he says here, they can't understand this. Why must you go to the pagan Philistine to find a wife? But Samson told his father, get her for me. She is the one I want. Now what's he going by? Oh, that's what you would think. He's going by looks. That's absolutely what we all think. But look what it says. So his father and mother didn't realize the Lord was at work in it. Who's at work in this?
The Lord.
What? God is at work bringing a woman, a Philistine, a heathen, into the life of his most dedicated, special man that he's brought to this earth for a special purpose. Now, is that the way you had done it? That ain't the way I'd do it. But God's ways and my ways and your ways ain't the same, are they? No, they're not the same. Look what God says here. He says, she is the one I want. So his father and mother didn't realize the Lord was at work in this, creating an opportunity to disrupt the Philistines. What's God going to do to the Philistines? He's going to disrupt them. He's going to kill a bunch of them because of their sin. Wow. Who ruled over Israel at the time? The Philistines are ruling over Israel. Who put the Philistines in charge over Israel? God did. Why did he put the Philistines in charge over Israel in the first place? Because of Israel's disobedience. Are you getting this picture? If you're disobedient, can God even bring your enemy in to rule over you? Now, today, who is our enemy? Satan and his host of demons. Is that right? So can God bring a tormenting spirit and torment the fool out of us if we don't do what we're supposed to do? He sure does. And he can hurt us. He can make our life miserable. Just like this little lady that gave her a testimony today, you heard her say she had not been walking in obedience to God's word. And she was tormented. But when she came to church and finally repented of her sins and got right with God, how many of her sins did he forgive her of? And then we prayed the prayer of faith for her, and what happened in the last 3 weeks in her life? Her life has been wonderfully better in the last 3 weeks, right? But now see, if she'll continue to walk with God and obey, she won't have those problems again, will she? Now, which way do we want it? I don't know about you, but I want to walk with God. I love being able to get my sandwich and eat it without not being sick over it, don't you? I love being able to eat anything I want, and God bless my food because I'm in obedience to His Word. See, He's no respecter of persons, is He? Somebody said, He wouldn't do that to a precious little lady like that. She's a beautiful little lady. Oh, does that carry any weight with God? Not at all. He don't care. He just knows whether you're willing to repent of your sins and walk in obedience. If He does, then God does what He says And he does what he does best. He forgives us and then he blesses us. And I love it when he blesses us. And as you heard, with tears. She was grateful, was she not? And I'm grateful for her. See, God is no respecter of persons. Okay, so let's go to verse 5 and 6 and see what happens there. As Samson and his parents were going down to Timnah, a young lion attacked Samson near the vineyard of Timnah. A what? A young lion. Oh, that's no problem. You know, if a young lion jumps out of the bush to attack you, that ain't a problem. It's God. We can handle a young lion, no problem, right? His claws about that long, you know, just, you know. What could he do with, all he needs is one swipe across your front side, and what would he do to you? He'd just tear you up, wouldn't he? Do you think you're any match for a young lion? I mean, I'll tell you what, let me ask you, how many of you have ever gotten a hold of a cat? That all of a sudden you're going to do something that cat don't like. Can you handle a cat? I mean, you really got to do something because they can't. I mean, just like the other day, we got this little bitty tiny dog that weighs 5 pounds. And Cheryl had given her a bath and she was going to put something in her ears. And when she started to put that in her ears, it took me and her both to hold that little 5-pound dog. She went wild. Now then, if that little 5-pound dog was that big of a chore for me and Cheryl, what do you think a 150 or 200-pound young lion would be, huh? Yeah. If no match, right, Daryl? No match. So it says here, that lion came up, a young lion attacked Samson near the vineyard of Timnah. At that moment, now this is what all of us need. At that moment, what come up on him? The Spirit of the Lord. At that moment, the Spirit of the Lord powerfully took control of him. And he ripped the lion's jaws apart with his bare hands. Now then, it makes no difference if you're male or female. If the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you, you have been dedicated to God to do something great for Him, and He sends a lion to... See, who's behind this whole thing? God. He has a plan, and we're going to see that nothing we're seeing is an accident.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled, You Plowed with My Heifer, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.